Good day. I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. On her 100th day in office, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh delivered her first State of the City address, promising to address the school budget gap, the rising crime rate, and the city's homeless problem. She also spoke about police reform.
In light of our latest revelations regarding our police department's corruption, I look forward to the reforms, some that are currently underway. Two citizens on trial boards are essential to building trust between the community and the police department.
About funding challenges facing city schools.
With both our public schools and public charter schools clamoring for the same shrinking resources.
And the mayor spoke about the importance of the Youth Works program.
So I am calling on our faith-based community, business leaders, and philanthropic organizations to help us meet this goal. If we don't employ our youth, the drug dealers will.
A former Baltimore Housing Authority employee has been acquitted in a sexual repairs case at a public housing complex. 62-year-old Doug Hussey was cleared of second and fourth degree sex offense, harassment, and misconduct in office when the alleged victim failed to appear in court. Hussey and co-worker Charles Coleman were charged last year after women claimed they demanded sex in exchange for making repairs in their homes. The scandal led to a multi-million dollar settlement with a group of tenants. Coleman's trial is set for March 29th. City police are investigating a shooting inside a cell phone store in Northeast Baltimore. It happened about 7 o'clock last night in the 3200 block of Bel Air Road when a man wearing a hoodie and a mask entered the store. Police say the victim was shot during a robbery attempt. There were employees and other customers in the store, but no one else was injured. The suspect took off after the shooting. The victim was taken to a hospital in serious condition, and he is expected to survive. Well, one of the robbery suspects in Monday's police-involved shooting is being held without bail in Baltimore County. 17-year-old Ascari Gomez is charged as an adult with 9 counts of armed robbery, 5 counts of first-degree assault, and 2 firearms violations. Investigators say Gomez and 2 other suspects were shot after they drove at officers following a convenience store robbery on Windsor Mill Road. 20-year-old Rashad Ofer was killed. The other suspect is hospitalized with charges pending. Authorities say a house in a Maryland suburb of the nation's capital has been leveled by a thunderous explosion that shattered windows and caused other damage to several nearby homes. Pete Perringer, chief spokesman for Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service, says the explosion occurred about 1 a.m. Friday and reduced a home in Rockville to a pile of bricks. He says no injuries are reported through authorities, and they say the status of a man who reportedly lived in the home is unknown. I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.